Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome to Snowville, USA. Woo! We are in Baltimore, Maryland, and wherever you are, I hope that you're taking care of business as much as you are able to today. But for us, it's a little tricky because we got a lot of snow out there. We got wind, too. And it's really interesting because the snow has been blown in different kinds of shapes in the parking lot here of our townhouse village. So you're apt to find anything. My son and I were just noticing what has transpired on my car. It looks like someone has actually built a snowman on the roof of my car. That's just what the wind did last night. Oh, jeez. Hopefully the power is on where you are. Maybe you're listening in a warmer temperature. God bless you. We will be doing that someday soon. We've got a Valentine's Day show for you. We're recording this, doing the show live, of course, the day before Valentine's Day. And you can hear this maybe in the archives later on and enjoy the experience. We've got 10 selected tunes for you today. Do not blame us if anything happens that is seemingly out of the way for you today. Reagan Whiteside joins us in the third hour of the show. What a lady! Multiply talented. And we've got a lot of tunes in that meantime. Let us turn our attention to a classic, Freddie Hubbard from 1960, from Open Sesame, his debut. All or Nothing at All.
We'll be right back.
light in the moon, shining down on me. It's such a long way home back to where I wanna be. Back in her arms again, look into her eyes. Heaven must be this way, she's an angel in disguise. When I hold her, I'll never let her go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Every day with her is Valentine's Day. And every night in her arms is paradise. Her smile is a full moon. Her laugh is a sunny day. Has a way about her that makes me feel this way. Yeah. Lonely old road, won't you carry me home? Back to the one I love, back where I belong.
Slim Man doing Valentine's Day, the day before the actual celebration. Woo! Man, that is just so nice. It always sounds so fresh, and it's just funny to realize that that's from 1976, actually 1996, I'm sorry, from the Closer to Paradise album. Indeed, it's called Valentine's Day. And this time last year, Slim would tell you that things were much different. He wouldn't have foreseen that this year would be so, that he would not be living in Nashville, that he would be spending a lot of time in the Palm Springs area of California. But that is the situation, playing quite regularly at the View Grill and Bar in Indian Wells, Cali. He's going to be there on Saturday night. He's going to be in San Antonio on the 1st of March, and then at Spaghettini's in Seal Beach back in California on the 7th of March. Interesting. You know, when you get a newsletter from Slim Man, you always get something very comical. He just can't help himself. He needs to be a writer, needs to be an actor. That's another story. But anyway, what he said recently, past couple of days, he wanted those folks who were part of the list to say where their feelings were in regard to two possible debut bona fide songs, singles. One of them is called Mitch Mitch, Don't Ask, and the other is called Delicioso, Delicioso. That's it, Delicioso, which I believe means delicious in Italian. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'll listen to both songs, and sure enough, I love them both because it's bona fide. The album is coming out this year. Thank you, Mark Antoine, for your input with Slim Man. Here's the scenario. If you are going to play a song to get into a frame of mind, like, say, for Valentine's Day, look, it's not going to be Mitch Mitch. It's going to be Delicioso. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. There's your answer, Slim. We heard Sound Doctrine, the Ohio-based group from 2010 from Inspire, a song called Marriage. Yeah. Jerry B., the founder of the group, wanted something to suggest that two instruments were, in quotes here, talking to each other. Beautiful concept. So he got his good friend Keith McKelly on saxophone, and Reagan Whiteside on flute. Wasn't that hot? Oh, it was so beautiful. Jerry B. wanted to convey the beauty and the fun and the sanctity of a union. So he got the instruments to do their talking. I love it. Inspire is Sound Doctrine's third studio album, and it's just chock full of what Reagan Whiteside wants people to know what she does, which is jazz and R&B and funk and all kinds of soulfully infused vibes. Shoo! You're going to be hearing a lot of that coming up. Reagan will be with us in the third hour of the show. We started off with something from 1960, Open Sesame, the Blue Note debut of Freddie Hubbard on trumpet there with Tina Brooks on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Clifford Jarvis on drums. Love the song All or Nothing at All. Check this out. 1939 is when it was written by Arthur Altman with Jack Lawrence providing the lyric. Now, Frank Sinatra got a hold of it, and what happened was Frank was playing back in those days with Harry James at a Hollywood club called the Victor Hugo Cafe. Now, they actually were performing the song. The manager came over to them and said, no, 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 you're too loud. You're too loud. Man, you people can't attract anybody into this club. You're both fired. Are you ready for that? So, Frank Sinatra left the club, monumental for him, because if he had stayed, maybe things wouldn't have progressed as quickly. Recorded that song on the strength of it, auditioned for Tommy Dorsey, got hired right away, and that became Frank Sinatra's first big record, circa 1944, All or Nothing at All. Man alive, I love stories like that. Freddie Hubbard, you know his career. Oh, bless his heart. Is that one of the most premier trumpets we have ever seen, ever heard in our lives? Phew, just blessed to hear that the day before Valentine's Day, as it will be to hear this. Tim Green wrote this song for his wife, a very blessed woman, from one of the most incredible projects that came out last year, Songs from This Season. Tim Green on saxophone, and some friends that you know, some friends that we sure do in this region. Whew! Queen of Sheba on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz.
In my sentiment.
From what I understand, that was done in one take. Micah Chevalier with Daoud Saeed. Whew! Oh, what a song. You know it because we played it last time instrumentally, the original, written by Duke Ellington and performed with John Coltrane in a sentimental mood. Well, Micah loves that song, and she pretty much debuted it here on Hybrid Jazz about a year or so ago. It was just Daoud Saeed on piano and Micah doing the vocals. Just beautiful. They have been working together so much that there is this, I guess, a second guessing, but there's a better name for it. An anticipation. That's so funny that I just said that, because that's a big hit that Micah has played all the time on WHUR in the Washington, D.C. area. But there is this feeling as though one is going to be doing something, so in arrival of that moment, the chord is already played. Just a beautiful thing, in a sentimental mood. Don't forget that Micah will be, along with Anita King and Geneva Renee, at this very cool reconverted fire station. It's Fire Station 1 in Silver Spring, Maryland, tomorrow night. I am supposed to be there. Hopefully, if we can dig our way out of Baltimore County, I will be there with, hopefully, Joy Hall, my good buddy from Cool Jazz Conversations days, and other single ladies and men and couples who will be enjoying all three of these beautiful women singing, along with the three Kevins, Howard, Jackson, and Walker, Greg Morris Jr., and Dee Lucas, who has been on the show, as has Kevin Jackson. So it will be like a family reunion of sorts, a beautifully done show. And during intermission, I'm supposed to be giving bios on each of the artists. Real important to know where these folks come from, what they've done, because it's just astonishing the kinds of backgrounds that they have. People really do need to know who's in your hometown that's worthy to play right alongside the more internationally known names. But here's the cool thing about pretty much everybody that's playing tomorrow night. All of these artists have international fans because everybody has been heard all over the world. I just love it. Whew. Luis Munoz we heard in the second song of that set from Invisible from 2010. Just beautiful. And not only the music, but what Luis had in mind for this album, because he has on the liner notes the poor, the sick, the homeless, the invisible ones. So this is why he made this music. Just so gorgeous. Luis, who is a keyboardist and percussionist, did a myriad of songs here, and the song that you heard was Tengo y Sangre de la Medianoche, which is essentially Tango and Blood at Midnight. For some reason, I thought that was so sexy. It is. I mean, he could do anything and make it so, and here is why. This is what Raul Digal-Rose said in All About Jazz, who is a writer there. He said, Luis's background in spatial geometry enables him to see the sound of music sitting on virtual lines and between spaces. Something to consider. That's a lot to say, right? This particular song, let me give you the personnel here because it means so much. Jonathan Dane on trumpet. Told you there's going to be some trumpets on the show today. Tom Etchart on acoustic bass. Laura Hackstein on violin. Just stunning. George Quirin on acoustic guitar. And Luis on acoustic piano, alto flute, and pad. Speaking of flute, Reagan Whiteside coming up during the third hour of the show. Lot of significant moments for you in lieu of Valentine's Day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Put a bookmark in that thought. Let us also tell you that Tim Green started this set. TimGreenMusic.com. If you ever want to go to a website that gives you the assurance that jazz is alive and well and thriving, go to this young man's site. I get high every time I go. I'm not kidding you. Songs from this season, one of the more stunning works released last year. Matter of fact, Tim Green was our guest on the Valentine's Day show last year on Hyper Jazz, as was Kevin Whalum. Man, I love that show. Tim Green did a song for his wife, the Queen of Sheba. Tim also had Rodney Green accompanying him on drums, Oren Evans, Warren Wolf, and Chris Funn. Let me tell you something. This is an all-star cast, some of the best players in the universe. Tim on saxophone has been called having a million-dollar tone. No argument there. Named Rising Star by Downbeat Magazine last year. Going to be in several different places if you see the tour schedule with Michael Bublé again this year. And also, for local folks who are listening, coming to Jazzway 2004 in March. I will not miss the show. I have missed him on several occasions. It's not going to happen again. More music. Let's cross the river a little bit into that territory that is Hotel Land, occupied by Chris Botti. Where he always is, he has no home, he's always on tour, but he's taking a little break. It's amazing. It's a miracle. I'll tell you more about that. This is from 2004, from When I Fall in Love, one of the best Valentine's Day albums you can put on the old turntable. Make Someone Happy. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Hybrid Jazz.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby. Love and happiness. Love and happiness. Come home early.
Man, you know, that could go for another 3 or 4 minutes or so. That'd be all right. Whew! I'm telling you, and I do apologize because I know I am putting the hurting on you. If you are listening and you are in any way, shape, or form not partnered up for Valentine's Day, wow, if you are, you're already taking care of some business. If not now, later when you hear this show in the archives. Woo! Reverend Al Green from I'm Still in Love with You, 1972, Love and Happiness. One of the most productive, shall we say, Valentine's Day songs that ever was. Co-written, by the way, by Mabon Lewis Teeny Hodges, who was the rhythm and lead guitarist that worked with Al so much of the time and wrote some smoking tunes. That Memphis sound is just so strong. Thank God for it. There was a discussion on Facebook yesterday, real thought-provoking, actually posed by Mary Beth Whalum, part of the Whalum family, who has seen lots of music come and go with her separate kin, that's for sure, different generations. And she was posing the theory that if there was more roots, jazz, R&B, black music education in the United States, then that would foster a groundswell of new respect so that our younger ones could pull away from the disrespect in their lyrics and start to value what the elders have said and done and sung and played all these years. So, man, it just seems like a worthwhile discussion to have and to keep having. So, not that Al Green necessarily made me think about that because, look, truth be told, when you're hearing a song like Love and Happiness, you're not necessarily thinking of the loftier thoughts, but you get my meaning. When you have that Memphis soul sound and then you start to think, okay, where did that beat come from? Where did that bass line come from? Where does he get the wherewithal to sing from the soul like that? And, of course, it's church. And how long have people been singing in church? Where did they start? And where did those sounds emanate originally? And you know the answer as well as I do. We could get into this discussion all day long. We also heard Everett Harp, First Love from 2009, produced by the late, great George Duke, who co-wrote that song with Ev. Also on the CD, Dwight Sills, my buddy, Terry Lynn Carrington, Lenny Castro, who did so well on the Big Beatles 50th anniversary show at the Ed Sullivan Theater. God, that was so splendid. Encore was on last night, and doggone that Katy Perry, she got me again. Everett Harp, by the way, when he did this particular recording, there was more than one so-called critic who said this was the finest recording that he ever did. And it's quite simply because he went back to his straight-ahead roots and figured, you know what? I've got this contemporary jazz label associated with me, but I can do so much more than that. I'm feeling my first love. And he was referring to the John Coltranes of his inspirational days when he was a little tyke learning how to play that saxophone. And, of course, we're turning first love around into meaning something in particular to Valentine's Day and all that that has to offer. Chris Bodie was the first in the set, Make Someone Happy, the Betty Comden, Adolph Green, Jewel Stein song from 2004's When I Fall in Love CD. Man, that's so great. On this album, by the way, Brian Brumberg, Billy Childs, Sting, Paula Cole, just beautiful, his seventh studio album. And Chris, by the way, is engaged in this enterprise. I love this. You can find the Facebook page. It's called Sing Well. It's actually has its roots in vocalhealth.org. It sounds bizarre, but bear with me. It shows singers and players of instruments proper breathing and swallowing habits for when you're practicing or on stage. if you are in the business at all, it's very helpful. I'm not a singer. Many will attest to that. But those folks who are or who can play an instrument, it really will be very helpful. Vocalhealth.org is where to go. Mentioned that Chris is taking a break. He is. It's unbelievable. He usually never does this, but he's playing tonight and Valentine's Day through the weekend, and then he won't be around until the 13th of March when he will be in Virginia Beach, which is in our extended region. So, Chris, I'm so proud of you. Maybe you're house hunting? That would be wonderful. Maybe you're even partnered up even more. Let us know, Chris. Oh, my. Look, there's a lot of music I want to get to before Reagan Whiteside joins us in the next hour. Really anxious to talk to Reagan. There are a ton of friends that we have in common, including Jerry B. from Sound Doctrine. And she's worked with Bob Baldwin and Marion Meadows, Kieli Minucci, a whole bunch of folks. So we'll get the lowdown on that. But there's more Valentine's Day tunage coming your way. And speaking of George Duke, I know that I do play him quite a bit, so I thought it would be fair that I would play him in conjunction with somebody else again. So this is from back in 2006, one of the cooler tunes that Boney James has ever recorded, right here from Shine. This is the Total Experience. Now, just get into the groove of this, because there is a build-up. There's a build, and then you know when George is going to play. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy continues.
Thank you. Oh, Thank you.
Golly, don't you just want to hug Herbie Hancock for putting that together? He's so brilliant in so many ways, given us so much joy. But this particular album from 2010, such a cross-cultural excursion, such a deeper meaning he tried to seek with this album, with a whole bunch of different kinds of folks, including the inspiration for The Imagination or The Imagine Project. And the inspiration was the Konono N1 Congolese group that is so popular in the Congo. And Herbie always has his ear out for what's happening on a global scale. Thank God for him, because he's not one of those jazz artists in the United States that is so fixated on what is happening domestically that he doesn't want to explore other territory. He's constantly on the move. And so this album was done in different countries with different instruments. And that particular piece there, Peter Gabriel's song, done so splendidly by Pink and John Legend, who you would not necessarily think would work together as well, but one of the most heartfelt duets, one of the coolest retoolings of a song ever. Don't Give Up. I'm sure that when Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush heard that, they went, no, wow. So beautiful. From 2010, The Imagine Project. And also we have to make sure that we mention Tal Wickenfeld playing bass on that from Australia. Jeff Beck and Susan Tedeschi are also on this album. Just splendid tracks, each and every one. Herbie is going to be at the Abu Dhabi Festival, brought to you by the United Arab Emirates, happening in March. You want to go to a website, go to that festival page. Woo! It will give you a chill, because you can't imagine folks living this way. So much wealth. I just happened to look to see who's going to be coming to the region soon, and it's Justin Timberlake and Rolling Stones. You know, the secondary acts. Man, that's going to be some kind of smoking festival happening pretty soon, too. We heard David P. Stevens along with Carol Riddick from The Shed, 2008. One of the great tunes, Love Is Still in Style. Carol Riddick recently married. Best wishes, Carol. And David's doing his thing, man, guitarist, producer, songwriter, gearing up for his European tour. He's a little excited. I'm not sure what Mrs. Stevens and the kids are going to do without him for that length of time. It's going to be coming up in March through April. Austria, Switzerland, that part of Europe. Oh, it's going to be great. He has a new single, by the way, Innocence, with Jeanette Harris. Yes, indeed. If you go to davidstevensmusic.com, you'll learn more. We heard from Boney James with George Duke from Boney's 10th studio album, Shine. That was the total experience. Boney not only is in California tonight, in Highland, he is also going to be on my birthday, October 16th, at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. Just found that out today. That'll be something. Boney is up for an NAACP Image Award for The Beat, his most recent project. So Boney is a little excited about that, as he should be. I'm a little excited because I have Carmen Kennedy in the house. Carmen, one of the world's best ladies, and actually beyond ladies, one of the best folks who deliver the news and the music of the world of jazz. And she's gracing us with her presence today. Micah Chevalier, I see, is in the house. Yay, Micah! We played In a Sentimental Mood earlier by Micah, and she is going to be part of this huge array of talent tomorrow in Silver Spring at Fire Station 1. Beautiful venue, along with Geneva Renee and Anita King, and some splendid musicianship backing them up. So if you are going to be in the region, If you're already there, you have no excuse. But if you can be in the region, guilt trip, right? See if you can go. It's going to be wonderful. Reagan Whiteside coming up in the next hour. Can't wait. Apparently, I'm not alone. I love that. This has been much anticipated. And thank you to the powers that be that made sure that Reagan and I finally connected, because this is a long time in coming. And we're going to talk about the friends we have in common and the wonderful album that she did in the past year called Evolve. She sure has. She sure has done her share of educational strategy through the years, making her way through the myriad of male-dominated stuff that we have had in front of us for the past few years. But honestly, she has gained so much. And one of the things that you need to make note of as far as Reagan Whiteside is concerned, the amount of respect that is being thrown her way. I love to see that when a female artist is concerned, who is courageous in what she wants to do, makes it very clear that she is a multiple genre artist, and we'll get that passion. You'll feel it. Let's get to more music, shall we? I needed to play this song. This is a Harvey Mason tune that was included on the Esprit de Four album by 4Play. Of course, what else can we play the day before Valentine's Day but a song that's all about the goddess of love, Venus, on Hybrid Jazz. So beautiful. Oh, I love this girl so much. This woman. I say girl because everybody seems to be younger than me. And Joanna Pascal is no exception. Just an extraordinarily beautiful heart and soul lover of everything under the sun that is jazz. And the Great American Songbook. There she is with pianist Anthony Wanzi. And it's called the project, Joanna Pascal, Anthony Wanzi, play the Great American Songbook. And that's for heaven's sake. Seriously, when she sings, because when I first saw her live, I did not know her background. So when she opened her mouth, I closed my eyes, and I was catapulted back in time to when I was a little girl in Philadelphia visiting my grandmother on Cottage Street, checking out the beautiful Jewish bakeries that we would go to all the time to pick up hamantash. I would be traveling the streets after getting off of the Fox Chase train, going downtown Philly and seeing the stores and musical events. And then I found out that Joanna Pascal was from Philly. So she embodies my hometown to me when she sings. Isn't that wild? She had tears in her eyes when I told her that. I said, you just brought me back to my hometown. She said, where's that? And I told her, and she said, oh, no. She said, you don't know where I'm from? I said, I have no idea. She said, I'm from South Philly. Oh, bless her heart. Joanna is going to be at Chris's Jazz Cafe on the 15th. Yes, she is, in Philly. And she is going to be actually on Valentine's Day with the Orrin Evans Quartet in New London, Connecticut, a sold-out event. Miles Davis plays for lovers. We heard My Funny Valentine songs from the 1953, 1956, thereabout. Released in 1966, this CD. Coltrane, Paul Chambers, Red Garland, Philly Joe Jones. Yeah, like that. Oh, just such beautiful camaraderie in the musicianship there. And Foreplay from Esprit de Four, Harvey Mason's Venus. If you go to their separate pages, you'll find out what's happening. I don't have to tell you about the Daft Punk success for Nathan East, do I, and his upcoming new release. I don't have to tell you about the Bob James Jazz Festival coming up, or the fact that Chuck Loeb is going to be at the Berks Jazz Festival. I don't have to tell you all of that, do I? Of course I don't. Each of these guys in Foreplay has had their own particular journey. Looks like 2014 is going to be an absolutely blissful year. A little bit early. I love to see that. I love it. I've got three songs waiting to play by this wonderful artist, and let me build her up a little bit, because folks who listen to the show know how I feel about female talent who play instruments. They do not get enough of a do. You understand what I'm saying to you? I want to do everything I can to make sure that the females who have toiled playing classical music, getting their education, making sure that they know that all of the dots for the I's are dotted, all of the T's are crossed, going to school like this next artist at the Cleveland Institute of Music, the Howard Conservatory, finding her style, getting her wings and flying, making sure she paved the way for herself, knowing that other women had paved the way for her on flute, a songwriter, a vocalist, a businesswoman, a beauty inside and out. Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome Reagan Whiteside. Hey, Reagan.
Hey, Hello? How are you?
I'm better
Hi,
now because you're on the phone. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
You can hear.
Definitely.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Reagan, I didn't know your voice was this sweet. You have a sweet voice.
This is my tired voice.
Well, your tired voice is working, especially since it's the day before Valentine's Day, and the male population of the listenership for this show will go, oh. Just have Reagan talk some more, okay?
That is too funny.
How are you? Are you getting any snow and ice? What's the story?
Oh, man. Well, now it's a lot better. But yesterday and early this morning, it was just like 3 or 4 inches of straight ice everywhere. It wasn't even real snow. And, you know, and of course, you know, down here in the South, you know, the people can't handle that here.
I know.
And it's kind of funny seeing everything. There's not one speck of salt on the roads. And it's like, wow, really? You know, I grew up in New York, so, you know, it's like, snow, what? Oh, okay, you then slap some salt on the road, and everybody shovels,
yep.
And, you know, you keep it moving. Here, you know, it's shut down. It's just done. Pandemonium.
Oh, yeah. And look, I lived in Nashville twice, so I hear you. And I'm a Philadelphia girl, so we didn't mess around either, just like New York State, you know. Get over it. Just get it handled.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Yeah, it's a little tricky right there. And, my God, that was a terrible accident in Atlanta a week or so ago. Whoa.
Yeah, that was insane. Insane. Could have been avoided.
I know.
I don't know. But, hey, hopefully they'll learn the next time around.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, let's dwell on you. First of all, Reagan, let me just tell you how much I appreciate going to your website and seeing in a user-friendly fashion where we can find you on Reverb Nation, Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, and iTunes. You are to be applauded. Yay! For sure. You know how tough it is to get artists to put pedal to the metal and do something terrific for themselves so that people can buy their music. First, people have to know where to go to buy it, plain and simple.
Yeah, you know, it's really tough. You know, I know that for me anyway, it's difficult talking about myself and promoting myself. You know, it's just not my thing. So I really had to, I mean, this is probably the fifth or sixth version of my website over the years. And I think this one is probably the easiest to use. And just, I think somebody had, well, I got the speech from somebody else not too long ago. Get your website together. Make sure they know how to, you know, find your stuff. So I took that to heart, and, you know, so hopefully this one will be able to last until the next big technological boom where everything else changes and we have to start all over again.
Yeah. How about that? Look, I hope that's not for a while because folks are barely catching up, including yours truly. You know, it's been a blast today because we've been talking about songs that have been on the show and the fact that you're going to be with us. So between Twitter and Facebook, man, it's been busy. If there's another big something, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I know. And I just recently got, you know, into Twitter. I'd say, you know, I had an account, but I didn't really use it until, like, maybe the last month or two. And it's a learning curve. Totally different thing from Facebook. So, you know. It's like, wow, okay, I can't handle much more.
And Reagan, the cool thing about tweeting is that you thought that there was immediate gratification with Facebook, but even more so with Twitter, because, you know, sometimes it completely takes you by surprise. You get followed by people that you don't expect to follow you. For example, do you know who's following me on Twitter? David Caruso from CSI Miami.
Oh, wow.
It's weird.
That's cool.
It is cool. You know, people's perception of you is so different than what they see on Facebook. And they think, oh, well, this chick's got it going on. If David Caruso thinks so, thank you, Jesus. Woo! Man.
I hear that.
Yes. So you, I'm so excited about you. You know, you have one of the biggest fans on the planet in Jerry B. Are you aware of that?
Oh, I love Jerry B. He's great.
Yes. Well, he loves you. And we played a little while ago from Sound Doctrine's Inspire CD. We played Marriage. That was such a cool song because you are on flute. Keith McKelly's on saxophone, so Jerry wanted to convey the interplay between two married people. I love that. So you, as far as you and your career is concerned, Reagan, what do you want people to know about Reagan Whiteside? You've done so much, and maybe folks are aware, maybe they're not. You're playing music at the age of 5. Take us back in time and tell us what happened when you started playing music and who were your inspirations. And from there, how did you get the bug to play professionally?
Well, music was always something that I loved. You know, I almost kind of looked at instruments like toys. You know, instead of, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, everybody loves Rock'em Sock'em Robots, okay? Everybody loves those. But give me, you know, something that I can bang on or, you know, blow through or, you know, I had a little tinker piano, anything that I could play and make music with. That was my thing. I never had to be forced to practice. I just loved instruments. And thank God I had, you know, a very strong music program in the schools that I went to, so I could play pretty much whatever I wanted from the third grade on. And,
wow.
I mean, I even played the euphonium, you know.
Oh, wow.
I just wanted to try to find the biggest, I wanted to find the biggest brass instrument that I could carry. And so in the sixth grade, I even played that, you know. So I've pretty much played just about everything. I mean, string instruments on, you know, through the brass and, you know, even a little bit of drums. And I wanted to just continue on with it. When I was a kid, it wasn't so much, oh, I want to be a musician when I grow up. It was just, I want to be a musician right now. So as my parents saw that I was actually getting serious about it, they started really pushing me into lessons. And I loved my flute lessons and piano lessons, and just kind of kept going with it, and just kind of like that little feather in Forrest Gump, just kind of floating here and there to wherever the music took me. That's pretty much how it went. And I was in classical music for a long time, especially in
yes.
high school, and I was writing classical music, and I was doing performance competitions on, you know, solo classical flute. And at that point, I wanted to be in an orchestra. You know, that's what I wanted to do. So I, you know, went to a music conservatory. I went to two conservatories for college, the Cleveland Institute of Music and the Harrod Conservatory. And it was an amazing experience. I got to meet people from all around the world. I got to play all this great music and have the best spot right in the middle of the orchestra. So you're talking about surround sound? It was incredible.
Mm.
But by the time I got to my senior year, my heart just wasn't in it. And I just wanted to play more than what I was being allowed to play as a classical
gotcha.
Musician. And so once I graduated, it was like I think maybe 3 or 4 weeks after I graduated, and I went back home, and I went to a concert with Bob Baldwin and Marion Meadows and a bunch of other guys, and it was just crazy. It was amazing, and it was in this little, intimate little restaurant in Westchester called the August Blue Light, and I was sitting right in the front row, and I was done. I was just floored, and after the concert, I went up to Bob, and, you know, I explained to him, I was like, look, you know, I'm a classical musician. I just graduated, but I don't want to play classical music anymore now. I want to play jazz, and it's all your fault. So he took me under his wing. It's true. And he took me under his wing, and a couple days later, he was doing a radio jingle for CD 101.9, which was the smooth jazz station in New York. It's now
oh, yeah.
gone, or maybe it's on HD or something. I don't know where it went. But he was doing a jingle for that, and I got to play on that. And from there, I was just, okay, this is what I'm doing. And he helped me make that transition from classical to, you know what, I'm not even going to say jazz. I'm going to say classical to non-classical, because it's
yeah.
just so much more than just jazz. It's just, it's a little bit of everything. So studying under him was really, it was like going to grad school, you know. I mean, from technique to scales and everything else. And it was pretty wild being that, you know, he's a piano player and I'm a flutist. So it was great. It was a great learning experience. And throughout that, I also got to learn about how, you know, a studio works, how to run a recording session, and how to, you know, start really writing music using these MIDI programs. And that I learned from Dennis Johnson, who produces a lot of Bob Baldwin's stuff, and mine
yes.
as well now, who also happens to be my husband.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that happened, you know, that was way down the line, but...
it's funny how that worked out, isn't it?
So that's, yeah. It was pretty crazy. But so 2 albums later, here I am working on the third, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I didn't know the longevity of the relationship you had with Bob. And, you know, whenever I have seen him or heard him talk about you, he's just so tickled, so happy, because you're so forthright in what you have to say. You're passionate about the fact that you are perceived as a multi-genre artist, and you want to learn as much as you can. He has seen it firsthand. And I think that probably the fact that you had a meeting of minds that understood each other is because, you know, this is pretty cool for you. Here you are, a little girl. You're learning how to play drums and violin, as well as flute, and then piano. And I'm not a musician, Reagan, but I understand that when you have the basis of piano, it's a pretty simpatico situation when you run across another artist. You have that basis for understanding music because you have that in common. So it's not maybe too much of a leap from that piano to flute, whereas Bob was playing keyboard, but you and he seemed to absolutely, you needed to meet him so that he could grow from you, I think, as much as you could grow from him, because you've done some collaborations now that have been so buzzworthy. I know he's on Evolve, and we're going to get to that track. If we can get to 3 tracks, I want to play something soon. But that's so cool that you had that long-time relationship with him, because he's so wise, isn't he, as far as the music business is concerned?
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he did write a book about it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done a number of things that, again, there's so many people who are involved in music who play instrumental music, and sometimes you almost can't keep up with what's happening. But when you have somebody who's multiply talented like that, an author and a player and a mentor, sometimes those folks don't necessarily get the attention, do they?
No, they don't. But, you know, it's he's definitely the bomb. What can I say?
Yeah, he is. And so are you. I really appreciate the way that you play. There is a particular here's something I don't say too often, although it has been said, a meat and potatoes quality about you playing flute. It's a full course dinner when you play. It's really, it's very satisfying. There are so many players out there in the world, and when you hear somebody's soul that's infused with the playing, it's really overwhelming. It's emotional, and you make me emotional when I hear you play. So.
Oh, I'm really glad you dig it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. This CD, Evolve, there's a couple of tracks, and I know that you gave me your other CD, and thank you, Dennis. Dennis is so good. He's so good to you. He's so good to me because he sent me both. I couldn't get the tracks. I hear the tracks, but I couldn't put them into my system, but I've got 4 here today. Please tell me or tell us about 837. That's such an intriguing track.
8:37. Well, when I was living in New York and commuting to my job in the city, I had a very convoluted commute. I would drive from my apartment to the train station, and the train station was about 15 minutes away down a very busy highway. And I would never, ever make this train. And the train was the 8:37 train into Grand Central. And that song pretty much it just describes me, you know, because I'm always running late, you know, trying to get out of the house, get in the car, drive like a maniac down the Sprain, and actually make that train. And at the end of the song, it's like one of the three times in my life that I actually did make that train.
That's so great. Oh, my gosh. Well, it seems like a good beginning song to play. It's just it's got Reagan Whiteside written all over it. And Reagan is my guest today on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Here is something from Evolve. Thank you. Now, seriously, I had heard that song when Evolve first came out, and then, you know, you listen to so much music, and then when you know that a guest with the album that you heard from, like, several months ago is coming on the show, you're listening to it anew. I have not been able to get that song out of my head. 837 from Evolve and Reagan Whiteside. Good job on that, Reagan, because if somebody can't get a song out of their heads, that's everything, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes, and I'm so glad you like it. That's cool.
Yeah, I really do. You have this real ability to be able to showcase. Anat Cohen was on the show with me last week, a different breed of cat entirely, a clarinetist who is supreme at what she does, as you are with the flute, and she named her most recent album as band leader, Claroscuro, which is an interplay of light and shade when it comes to art. You are able to do that too. Mm-hmm. You are able to convey a lightness, and then you go deeper so people can feel both. You've got this balancing act that you do on a musical project. That's pretty cool.
Well, I never actually thought about it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not something that you can necessarily articulate, and not everybody can do it, but, you know, you lead people through this little sweet maze of different kinds of emotions, which is what a great artist does. So there. Yes, it's true. What do people say about your music when you talk to them? Do you get into deep discussions with people or fellow artists about how they perceive of you as a performer or a songwriter? What do you feel about you? What would you like people to say about you as an artist?
Well, I guess what I'd like people to say is that you know, my music makes them feel good. And, you know, really, that's the whole goal. Whenever I sit down to write or play or anything, you know, my goal is to make the listener feel good. So if, you know, if I hear somebody come up to me, you know, if somebody comes up to me and I hear them say, hey, you know, I really like that tune, you know, it gave me, you know, tingles and shivers, or it made me feel really great, you know, I'm in a great mood now, that's everything to me.
And that can't be stated enough, because when somebody says that to you, you've done just as good of a job as a doctor has done with somebody being on an operating table so that they could walk away healthy. You know that? That's the truth. It's a strong analogy,
well,
I know.
Anything I can do to help, no.
We talk about this all the time, Reagan, in Baltimore, D.C., wherever folks gather for music. You know, people who play don't make enough money. It's mm-hmm. crazy, because the perception is, well, you're playing because you love to play, so would you do a gig for me for free? That's a whole different discussion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. How many times in your life have you had that, where somebody has had the absolute gall to ask you, oh, well, Reagan, you don't mind playing this gig for free, or, you know, at a substantially less fee than what I would usually pay somebody, because you're a buddy, right?
You know, believe it or not, very few times, you know.
Good.
And if I do something for free, you know, it's usually a charity event, so, you
yes.
know, it should be free anyway. You know,
I agree.
Otherwise, you know, paying for the band or whatever, you know, you have to pay, like, schlepping fees, whatever. But, you know, generally, I haven't had too many people ask that. I don't know why. My husband says that, you know, that I'm not approachable like that. I don't know. I don't know. I think I am.
Great.
But,
oh, no.
You know,
oh,
not
that's
that I
wonderful.
Wouldn't do one for free, because I tell you one thing. If Stevie Wonder came up to me and said, you know, would you come play with me, but I can't pay you, you have to play it for free, know that my flute will be out of my case so fast. And I will be there. I'll
right.
pay him.
I love that your husband says
know.
You're not approachable like that. Yay! Good for you! Oh, my gosh. Listen, would you give classes to people on that in this area, please? That would be wonderful. We need clinics. We need workshops, Reagan, on being able to have the kind of attitude and spirit whereby people do not come up to you and say, hey, and they're twirling their hair as they do it. Hey, could you do me a favor? No.
I don't know where it comes from. I you know, I'm not a scary person, so I don't know. But I guess it's a blessing in disguise.
No, well, what you are is a formidable talent, and when you have that much education as you do, and you carry yourself a certain way, and you've played with some people who have gone before you, older than you, who have distinctive careers, and they are more than happy to be playing with you because you are valued as distinctive yourself, it's a different story. And let folks think that you're unapproachable that way. Hey, as long as you're getting that check, that's the main thing. So here you were, a little girl. What were you listening to? Who were your inspirations to make you want to play music?
I was listening to a lot of Stevie Wonder. I was listening to a lot of Rick James, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Johnny Mathis, believe it or not, because my mother is a huge Johnny Mathis fan. She has every single album he has ever released. And so I know way more Johnny Mathis songs than I probably should. But, you know, I was listening to a lot of jazz, mostly vocalists like Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. And I got into, you know, and with classical, it's funny because when I was into classical music, I was listening to it, but not as much as everything else. So, but, you know, and of course, you know, Prince, Michael Jackson, I was listening to just about everybody, and Whitney Houston. So it was very eclectic, you know. As long as it had a good groove, I was going to be into it, you know.
Well, tell your mom, and I'm not sure you've ever tackled this, but it would be so cool. The first song that pops, because we had Johnny Mathis in our house too, he does a version of the song called Stella by Starlight. Ooh, I can see you doing that song. The actual, since you're already immersed in all of his music anyway, those beautiful songs like Chances Are, you could do that in a heartbeat. Oh, my gosh. I would love to see you. Have you?
Yeah,
good.
You know, sometimes, you know, you do a gig, you know, somewhere, and the crowd is, you know, of that generation, and he gets requested a lot. So, you know, I've played Misty and Chances Are and The 12th of Never and all kinds of Johnny Mathis tunes, you know, on the spot. You know, and wondering, why do I even know how to play this?
Because that's the beauty of having, well, first of all, your family sounds so supportive anyway, and then to have music in the house, it just gets, something about it gets like a vacuum cleaner. It gets sucked into your inner core so you never forget. And I would imagine that you pick up a flute after somebody says to you, oh, And by the way, I don't think we've ever talked about on the show The 12th of Never. Who knows that song? That's great that you do. So somebody says, hey, could you play The 12th of Never, trying to trip you up, and meanwhile you're not tripped up at all. You know it.
Nope.
That is so cool. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, eclectic sounds like what it was. When did you, and I asked this question because I wanted to play this vocal song. I love this song. When did you realize that you wanted to sing as well?
I've always wanted to sing. I've always been a closet singer or a shower singer or whatever. But I was always doing a lot of musical theater. So it's a different mindset to be in, you know, when you're doing that kind of singing. So, you know, doing the smooth R&B version of it was a little scary for me, but, you know, I finally got the guts up to just go on and do it, and I enjoy it. It's just, I enjoy it as much as playing the flute.
Ah, that's cool. Well, I really do, I guess when you hear a song, this has often been discussed, and it needs to get discussed a whole lot more, especially since a whole bunch of people were talking about the Beatles' 50th anniversary show on the Ed Sullivan Show that was just encored last night, because you saw a different kind of variety of people singing Beatles songs. But when you hear a song, it's like falling in love. And not everybody has the same chemical reaction, thank God. Everybody thinks that there's a particular person that is good for them, and they feel their heart race when you see them approaching, or when they call and you see their caller ID, you get all excited. I felt that way when I heard Feeling Free, because I identified with it. So thank you for the song.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that you dig it, really.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got, you know, a very, how can I say this, someone who admires you so much with you on the song, it's just a way to feel the love. It's so crazy when you think that you can feel a love in the song, but you just feel the love sometimes, Reagan. You know, it came across with this song. And is it okay with you if we play it?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, good. I didn't know how much time you had. And you know, I'm very mindful of the fact that once the time comes in this particular third hour of the show, the countdown is in my ear. So I'm looking at the clock. But I wanted to make sure we played this. This is Reagan Whiteside visiting us today, Feeling Free with Bob Baldwin from the CD Evolve on Hybrid Jazz.
Feeling free, got a cloud in the sky, and the birds flying high, and I'm feeling free,
Oh, Reagan, that song sounds like summer. Oh, my gosh. Woo! Man, you know, just no snow. It's sunshine, and you're cruising with the top down, and life is so good, and your Facebook friends all love you, and you get retweeted 24/7. Everything good coming your way, and you just won a Grammy, and, you know, Daft Punk is on the phone asking if you'd like to join their tour. Everything's going your way.
Wow, that's some creative visualization for you right there.
That's it, buddy. And that's what that doggone song does, Feeling Free from Evolve. Man, Phew, yeah, just anything to chase this snow away, which is why I'm so tickled that you're on the show today, because if anybody can do it, it's Reagan Whiteside. Hallelujah. Put your hand on your online radio. Oh, man. So what is happening for you in 2014? Tell me what you've got cooking. Any particular plans or things that you can even say, or are they secret? Oh, are they secret?
No, they are not secret, not anymore anyway. We're only in February. It's been pretty busy. We're working on the third album called Quantum Drive, and we're lining, it's really starting to come together very nicely. We have one of our guest artists is going to be Althea Renee, fellow jazz flutist, and I'm very, very excited about that. And we have a few other artists, but I'm going to keep that under wraps just for now. I'm going to be releasing the names of our guest artists on my campaign funding, my crowdfunding campaign page. We just started the crowdfunding campaign today, actually, about 2 hours ago. Finally
really?
Got that going. So, and we're offering some really nice perks, in exchange for your donation. And it's going to be very cool. One of the perks is I would come and do a private concert in your home, either with the band or without the band, depending on which level you support at. And, there's a whole lot of things. You just have to go to the page. It's on Indiegogo. If you just go to Indiegogo.com and just drop in my name, Reagan Whiteside, and it'll come right up. You can just click on it, and there's a little video there describing everything that's going on and, how the whole thing works. And it's pretty cool. It's the same type of thing that they used to get the Jamaican bobsled team to the Olympics this year.
That's great. That is great. Indiegogo. And it just started today for you.
It just started today. And it's going to be running through the end of March.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm really glad you mentioned that, because now that I know that, I'll fixate and make sure that we play some of the tunes from Evolve regularly. And actually, you had a 2007 release, and we have to make mention of that, lest folks think that in any way, shape, or form, if they're just tuning into the show or hearing the name of Reagan Whiteside for the first time, you are not the new kid on the block, baby. You've been around for a little bit. So you can certainly tell by the music, for sure, but it's really good to know about this campaign. We'll fixate on some songs and make people aware. That's great. How exciting. Yay.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a lot of work putting that thing together.
I
had no idea. I see other people's campaigns, and it's like, oh wow, that's a really cool idea and everything. And then you get into it, and it's like, whoa, okay, But it's great. I got to learn how to edit some video and get to explore some new skills. So it's great, and I just hope that people will find the perks interesting enough to, want to partake.
Well, one of our good friends here on Facebook, and actually he's a buddy in real life, Baltimore-born, but he's actually spending a lot of time in California now. Slim Man, who is the vocalist and the multi-instrumentalist, he did a Kickstarter campaign or an Indiegogo campaign, one of those, and he got enough funds and more to do his project with Marc Antoine so they could do Bonafide. They wanted to do a new Bonafide CD. Yeah, so, you know, feel free. Mention my name and network with him about maybe something that he has in the way of advice or a big perk. He was going to do a show, too, for somebody who, you know, gave a certain amount. What does somebody have to do in order for you to consider coming to their home and doing a private concert?
Well, that tier is $2,500 for just me and playing to tracks. So that's actually good if you have, you know, a very small area, or you live in an apartment, or, you know, you don't want it to get too loud. And if you're having a bigger event for $5,000, I will come and I will bring the entire band and we'll do a 2-hour show for you.
That is so hot.
You know, and
Woo!
We can do a little meet and greet and, you know, we can hang out a little bit and, yeah, just have a good old time.
Man, that sounds great. Well, are you going to keep folks? I know Ken Navarro does this a lot on his Facebook page. Anytime he's got a new CD that's going to drop, he keeps people apprised at his website and on Facebook. Are you going to do like a blog to keep folks in the loop as far as this is concerned, or do you want to keep things a little tight to your chest?
Oh, no, I'm going to have plenty of updates. Updates and
okay,
also each week, as if you donate $60 in that week, you also get to sit in on a recording session via Skype or FaceTime, whichever is better for you, while we're recording the album.
Oh,
so you
wow.
actually get to hear the stuff before anybody else. So that's going to be our VIP perk every week. So, yeah, and definitely, I'm going to be blogging the mess out of this.
Oh, my
you know,
God, that's really fascinating that you're doing
on.
That. Yeah, that is a great idea, Reagan. Oh, my gosh, good for you. Yeah, look at you all being technological, you geek, you.
Yeah, I'm a giant nerd, but...
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah, nobody else has done that to keep people in the loop. You can offer them a Skype session to see what's going on. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Absolutely. Well, I wish you absolutely all the best. And when that album comes out, please, you have an open invitation to come back here and share the great music, because it will be just beautiful. It will be full of Reagan-isms, which I'm looking forward to. And you have a way of being able to, people can feel the joy when you're playing with other people on your musical project. So this will be even more joy. And you'll have a third CD under your belt. I'm so happy for you. That's great. Absolutely great.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited about it.
Well, you've got every reason to be. I know, I don't know what I said in the way of time. I'm looking that on my clock in front of me, Blog Talk Radio has had a time discrepancy recently. In actuality, I've got more time when I look at the clock on my wall, but on their wall, they say I have 11 minutes left, so I'm going to make sure I get a third song by Reagan Whiteside in come hell or high water. Reagan, you are just wonderful, as wonderful as the myriad of people that have told me about you through the years. Thank you so much. I'm seeing another phone number. Are you expecting a call by any chance?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, this is a 678.
I don't know. Maybe somebody's calling to speak with you.
It's a 678 area code. Let me just see. Hold on. This is Blog Talk Radio. Let's see. Hello?
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 I just wanted to say congratulations to Reagan Whiteside and that I am a big fan, and I can't wait till that third record comes out.
Wow.
And I enjoyed the interview tremendously.
Yay.
Oh, thank you.
Who is this?
Oh, this is just a fan. My name is Jerry. I'm a fan.
Jerry, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerry.
But you're quite welcome. And good luck with it. I hope you make a lot of money.
Jerry, we like you.
Yes.
We like you too.
Thank you, Jerry, for calling. I appreciate it. God bless.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was very cool, Reagan.
That's cool.
Oh, that was great. Well, listen, thank you again. And we're going to play Until Next Time. I wanted to close out with that song, if that's okay by you.
Sure, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I had a great time. Thank you.
I'm so tickled. And please know that you're welcome back anytime. Promise that you'll remember that?
I promise. Thank you so much.
All right. And say hello to Dennis for us, too.
Will do.
All right, Reagan. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. You doing anything special?
Yes, a big show tomorrow night. You'll see it posted on my wall. So maybe you could fly in.
Oh.
Maybe not.
Beating all the snow. Yep.
Didn't mean to cut you off. There you go. All right, Reagan, thank you so much. I'm going to make sure I get this song in, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. Reagan Whiteside, and I want to make sure I get this song in with Marion Meadows. Reagan Whiteside, until next time. There we are. Listen, we could not access the microphone after that song, so I apologize to those who are listening. This is the first time this has happened. There's always a little quirk or two. God bless you for listening to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy today. We had a lot of guests in the chat room, and I appreciate each and every one. Carmen Kennedy, again, thanks for stopping by. Beach in California, thank you so much for always being there. God love you. Micah Chevalier, thanks a lot. My goodness, Reagan Whiteside is as wonderful as the friends that we have in common have said that she is. And I have heard a lot about Reagan in the past few years, so it was great to have her. Make sure you pick up Evolve. Make sure you go to ReaganWhiteside.com. Make sure you go to Indiegogo.com and type in Reagan, R-A-G-A-N, Whiteside, and see if you can support her in her efforts to get out a third CD. God bless you. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day weekend. We'll see you next Tuesday. We're still adding some folks to the mix of who the guests are going to be, so bear with us. It's going to be fun, I promise you. Thanks again to all of our guests, and be safe. See you next time on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.